Do we think we're all here? Are you here? You're here. Well, and I'm here, so it's probably sufficient. Right. Is Bob Snope here? Because he's...
I love the jacket.
There you are, Bob. Sorry, the lights are, yeah. Well, you know, every year, I have dreams about the week before this thing that I have finally gotten to be too fat to wear it. And every year, it's tighter in the shoulders and longer in the arms. I don't really understand it, but some year you're going to find that I've had to tie it around my head like a scarf because I can't get it on anymore, but that's how it is. All right, well, yeah, here we are. It's amazing. I would like to start out by thanking a person who was kind of glossed over at dinner, and that is R.D. Eno. And we should have some applause for R.D. back there, yeah. Well, that's enough. I teach sixth grade. I have this all day long. R.D., first of all, was the ongoing liaison with this place, meals, rooms, organizing all kinds of stuff. He's also been the person who has handled all the money and has put together the most amazing set of records on his computer. And he's just worked steadily on this thing since we got this thing started for this year. The other person I'd like you to thank is Bob Beamers, because as we were searching around for an alternative to Bucksteep, and one place after another just didn't work out, Bob emailed and said, you know, I went past a billboard that said something about a YMCA camp in Beckett, and it was from there that we ended up here. So Bob Beamers, can we have applause for Bob? Okay, would anybody who's a first-timer at a squeeze-in please raise their hand? Can we welcome those people? Yeah. Is there anybody here who's been to all of them? Has anybody been to all of them? No? Do you realize then we can never achieve that? Right? There are things that go by and you don't even know that you lost the opportunity. Well, we never will know then the joy of having been here all along. We could pretend we were here. We could have one mid-year and retroactively make it the rest of them. This is getting to be very metaphysical. We have two needs for next. We have many needs for next year. I could just give you my own list, but two needs we have for next year. We are really looking for a good logo for the corporation, and we also are looking for next year's button design. This year's was put through in kind of desperation. And it's a photograph actually of a little gnome that we have at home that plays concertina, and then it was photoshopped. I love how we've gotten all these new verbs. Text used to be a noun, right? And it was in a book. Remember books? Yeah, I know. A survey will be coming out in some form, probably electronic, so if we don't have your email address because you just don't happen to have one or something, you might find a friend with email and just email us with comments. But we will put together a genuine survey so we can continue to make this thing better or different, or both. Minor housekeeping announcements. The Button Box Shop will be open tomorrow until about 1 o'clock. Which is really great. So if folks would remember to go in there, buy whatever's left so they don't have to pack it. And there's a couple of nice dippers there. And they will take new cars in trade. And if you are in lodging here, if you're in cabins or lodges, you need to be out of your room by 12. But don't forget, lunch is at 12. So pack your car, but come back in and eat and have a few more minutes of whatever it is you've been doing here. All kinds of stuff goes on at this place. In fact, I got an email from somebody who actually didn't make it this time, and it was a little upset about a month before the event. He said, I've just found out about it. I've been coming for years. I didn't get any emails. Did I do something wrong? And I thought, what could you do to get struck off our list? So I don't know what happened to him on the list either, but he'll be here next year, I guess. Yeah, what could you do to get thrown out of this place? Okay, that's all the things we need to remember, or I needed to remember. So at this point, Bob Snope, if you would be willing to start this. The pockets got thinner too? Where are they? There it is. This is Craig Hollingsworth's jacket, by the way. It's been a tradition for a long time. And we don't see him wear it, and I keep begging him to bring the trousers, but he hasn't done it. I probably couldn't get into those either, or the vest. Okay, on deck.